This is Cover the Uninsured Week. It's a public relations push to keep the 46 million Americans who lack health coverage on the national radar screen. To mark the event, the Senate, in the coming days, plans to take up what's intended to be compromise legislation to help small businesses provide insurance to their workers. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, a growing chorus of critics say the measure could actually do more harm than good.
More than a third of Americans who lack health insurance own or work for a small business. At a recent meeting of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, Republican Chairman Mike Enzi of Wyoming told the panel about a shoe store owner in his state.
And like many other small business owners, purchased group health insurance for himself, his family, and the people that worked for him and their families. But as a few members of the work family got older, he and his wife found it more difficult to afford the rising premiums.
Ultimately, Enzi said, the owner gave up and offered his workers cash instead of coverage. He covered his wife and himself by purchasing individual policies.
I know this story very well because that small business owner was me. And because I see more and more small business owners and I talk to them and I see that they're faced with that same choice, we have to find a solution.
Like most members of Congress, Enzi wanted to do something to help bring down the cost of insurance for small businesses. President Bush and the Republican-controlled House have been pushing something called association health plans for years. They would allow groups like the National Federation of Independent Business or National Restaurant Association to create and offer health plans to their small business members across the country. Those plans, however, would be exempt from state insurance requirements and regulations. That's prompted strong opposition from consumer groups, other health insurers, and states themselves. So last year, Enzi set out to find a compromise. He says his bill, which would create something called small business health plans, will work better than the House-passed association health plans.
And we have a bill before us that could make affordable health insurance available to small business, reduce their skyrocketing costs by $1,000 per employee, and cover a million more people. So let's take this first important step towards making health insurance more affordable for small business, their owners, and their families.
But opponents say Enzi's bill is not only not a compromise, it would actually be worse than the bill that passed the House because its reach would extend much further. Mila Kaufman is a former federal insurance regulator who's now a researcher at Georgetown University.
There is this myth out there that the bill is about associations. It's actually not. It's much more than that. It will change the way all health insurance is regulated and the types of consumer protections that exist in all products, not just association products.
The problem, says Kaufman and other critics, is this. The Enzi bill, like the House measure, does let association plans offer less expensive coverage that doesn't include benefits required by state laws. But to prevent those plans from skimming off all the healthy people, insurers offer those same bare-bones packages. Kaufman says that would result in health insurance packages that don't really provide much in the way of insurance.
The whole idea here is you sell cheap coverage that doesn't cover much, but it's like selling your car without the engine in it. It will be a lot cheaper, but it won't work.
Because it might not cover the actual care people need. Disease groups that have worked for state laws to require coverage from everything from cancer screening to mental health care say that by allowing the new plans to ignore those laws, the Enzi bill will undo years of work. Jim Schlicht represents the American Diabetes Association.
Under the Enzi plan, nearly 6 million Americans living in this country with diabetes today will lose their guarantee for coverage for the basic necessities of staying alive: insulin, test strips, diabetes education, and other medical necessities.
In the run-up to the Senate vote, those on both sides are engaging in an advertising war. An ad from the National Association of Realtors, which supports the measure, features a small businessman hanging from the hands of a ticking clock. And one from Bill Opponent, the usually staid American Cancer Society, features a bright red push-up bra, highlighting the fact that the bill could eliminate state requirements for coverage of mammograms. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.